Rockport football is going to play for a state championship Thursday night when they take on Worth County on KMAFM 99.1. Looking forward to that one and talking now with Rockport head coach Dalton Jones. Coach, you know, all the hard work that you guys put in, and it all comes down to this on Thursday night. How are we feeling?
Oh, I feel really good. Yeah, you know, you said it, the everything we've been working for since May when we started our summer weightlifting program, you know, it all gets finished. I guess the job gets finished on Thursday. So, yeah, it's a great feeling. There's a lot of excitement in the air, a lot of excitement in the school. It's just a huge honor and a privilege to have a chance to be playing in this game.
You know, this is every team's goal when the season starts, and it's also something that Rockport hadn't done in a long time. Tell me about how this group became the group that it became.
Oh, I mean, I think it's just I think it's our leadership, our camaraderie as a group. These guys are really good, a good group. I mean, they work hard every day. They come to practice with the right attitude. You know, they come in with a mentality of, okay, what do we need to do right now to be better? They're good friends. They get after each other. They compete with one another. It's just a different group. These guys have a lot of fun. They make our jobs easy as coaches. They make it enjoyable to show up to work every day. So I'm incredibly thankful for the work that they've put in, the time, the dedication that they put in, and their effort in practice and their effort in games. They've just been different from the start, from the time they got here as freshmen to now. This is just a different group, and a group I'm very, very, like I said, very blessed to have had.
You know, looking back at Saturday and your semifinal win over Concordia, I'm sure that is a game and a memory that's going to be, you know, there for a long time for everybody that was a part of it, given the conditions and the dominance of that game. Now you've had a couple of days to reflect. What'd you like on Saturday?
Oh, I just liked our resilience. You know, I mean, yeah, you said it. The conditions were rough. You know, the snow on the ground. The wind was blowing. Snow. I mean, it was still snowing when the game started. You know, we had every excuse to let that affect us, but we didn't, and we relished in it, and we enjoyed it. It wasn't fun by any means, but we enjoyed the competition and the difficulties that brought in, and we just, I mean, locked in from the get-go, and we established a line of scrimmage. We were flying around making tackles. Our effort, our intensity was high. That was just a fun atmosphere to be a part of, and our guys just played really well, and you know, they were not a bad team by any means. They're a good football team that Concordia was, and had a good game plan. We just executed and played one of our better games.
Now, looking to Thursday night, Worth County, the opponent for the state title, obviously familiar with them, having played them in week one. Go all the way back to that game. What stands out to you as you, you know, look at that game, you know, and what are the challenges that they'll present to you guys?
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited to get a chance to play these guys. It's a huge honor to play Worth County, because Coach Adwell and his staff do a great job with their guys. So I'm super honored to get a chance to play them, and huge hats off to them for getting there. Also, that first game, I mean, I think both teams were just trying to figure some stuff out. We're trying to figure out what direction we were going to go in offensively and defensively. So were they. And you go back and you watch it, you could really see that it was week one for both teams. I mean, there was a lot of mistakes. I thought it was a very physical football game. Both teams were trying to punch the other one in the mouth and try to get the edge there up front. And we had a lot of penalties in that game, and a couple touchdowns taken off the board. So we felt like we left some meat on the bone ourselves. And we were able to get a victory, but it was week one. At this point, it was a season ago, you know, so they, so both teams have changed. Both teams have gotten a lot better. This one's going to be, I think, very similar. I think it's going to be a 15-round boxing fight. We're going to punch each other in the mouth, try to make, you know, I think both teams are going to be super physical, and it's just going to be a tough matchup. But we're very excited for the opportunity that we have.
What's the most important thing for your guys on Thursday night?
I think it's going to be establishing a line of scrimmage. You know, I think if our guys up front can move their guys, get on the right guys, you know, establish line of scrimmage on the defensive side, make some tackles. I think that'll be huge for us. You know, and then after that, it's as simple as just protecting the football. You know, both teams are going to want to try to keep to create some turnovers. We just got to make sure we're on the other end of that. So if we can establish line of scrimmage and control the ball, I think we got a good shot.
You know, lastly, Coach, one win away from doing something that the program hasn't done in a long time. Do you guys allow yourselves to think about what it would mean if you are to bring that state championship back to Rockport on Thursday night?
No, I mean, yeah, it's there. There's definitely that thought, and I'm sure it's that way for both sides. But, no, we don't spend a ton of time thinking about it. We just focus on what we need to do today to get better. Yeah, I mean, there's still not a lot of time, but there's still a little time to get better at something. So as long as we're focused on what we need to do today to put ourselves in the best situations to win the game, that's really what we're focused on, and kind of letting everybody else think about all that other stuff. It's just about us just focusing on one day at a time and one play at a time. If we can just keep that focus, I think we'll be all right. I mean, it is a special time. I don't want to diminish that. I don't want to make that not acknowledge that, but that's just our approach to it, is just focus on what we need to do today.
Looking forward to it. Dalton Jones, head football coach at Rockport, as they get ready for the state title game on Thursday night. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best of luck on Thursday.
Awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate it.